Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about the Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't God wonderful? He's been so good to me, I can't tell it all. Praise God. I love the Lord, and I love him because he first loved me. This is, of course, Anne Marie McQueen from McQueen Universal Ministries giving you a big God bless you. And a big Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. I want you to know that we made it over, y'all. If those of you that's been looking at the Bible study through the email, you see that I said we have made it. Thank you, Lord God. And so it's a brand new year, ready to do new and exciting things before God. Hallelujah. And so I bless him. I bless him tonight. I bless him. I bless him. Because it's time for a new season in our lives. We get an opportunity. Some of us get to do do-overs. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so I thank God. Come on, let's pray and jump into the Word of God and see what thus saith the Lord. Father, we thank you. We love you. We praise you. We honor you. We lift you up and we do highly exalt you. You are good to us, and for that we are extremely grateful. We bless you, Lord, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Well, I do thank the Lord tonight. Again, as I said, God is so good. He's brought us over. And so I believe that we should take some time just thanking God for his goodness and his greatness. He's been good. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for bringing us. Thank you for taking us. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for seeing us through. Thank you for guiding us. There were times last year when we were stuck, but God brought us through. For that, we are grateful. Saints of God, my friends, I want you to take time to thank God. And if you can, I just encourage you to take time to thank him every day. Don't let days go by without thanking God, because he is worthy. He ought to be thanked. Amen. Hallelujah. I bless God. Well, we have a few things before us tonight as we go into our Bible study and just begin to honor the Lord. You know, at the beginning of the year, and usually in the month of January, we're fasting and praying before God. And I just want to encourage you, my sister, my brother, as you go with us on this fasting schedule, I encourage you to go to the website and look at the Bible lessons, look at last week's lessons to see some of the ideas and thoughts that we have concerning fasting. And I absolutely want you to make sure that you have time to read and study the Word of God. Some people get the wrong idea. They start fasting and all they do is just go hungry. They don't read, they don't pray, they don't seek, they don't meditate. And I don't call that really fasting as unto the Lord. Maybe you're fasting to cleanse your body out. Maybe it's a physical thing, but that's all it is, a physical exercise, if you don't take time to pray and you don't take time to read your Bible. So I want to encourage you, but this month, this year, as we go before God, saints and friends, we are not focusing on food. Food is not the primary issue. The primary issue is I need you to fast and pray. You know, the Bible speaks of the time that will come when there will be a famine of the word. Can you imagine? It's not a famine of food, but a famine of the word of God. And the Bible said that this time would come, you know, and so we have to be careful that we're not right now starving ourselves when it comes to the word. We have to be filling up, filling up, filling up, because there's going to come a time when it won't be so easy to grab a hold to the word of God. I believe that that time is almost here. That time is almost here. And so we have to be watchful and prayerful for the time that is coming in front of us when There won't be any word. There won't be enough word. There won't be enough truth out there. Right now, we have churches on many corners and churches everywhere. At least we do in the United States. But beware of that time that's coming. Get the word in your heart. Get it in your mind. Get it all in you. So that if there's ever a time you don't have your Bible with you, you need to encourage somebody, the word will simply come right out of your mouth. So it's time, my sister, my brother, to focus on the word of the Lord. Get your Bible and read it. Psalms 119 has many different authors, and they just encourage you. I love reading Psalms 119. It's encouraging because what it does, it shows you how much they just love the Word of God. Whenever I read it, and I'm telling you, I read it quite often. Now, I almost every day, I look at it again because it's such a wonderful, wonderful psalm. And the fact that the authors keep on blessing God for his word. Let me just read one or two things for you. For example, in Psalms 119, verse 9, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. And when I read it, glory to God, in my parallel Bible, if I use the English Revised Version, it says, how can a young person live a pure life? By obeying your word. Isn't that what many of us want to do? Young or old, we want to live a pure life. The word of God is what's going to help us to live this pure life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I encourage you to take the word of God. Lord, it says verse 12, Lord, you're worthy of praise. Teach me your law. I will repeat the law we have heard from you. I enjoy following your rules as much as others enjoy great riches. He says in verse 15, I will study your instructions. I will give thought to your way of life. I enjoy your laws. I will not forget your word. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? He talks about how good it is to study the word, to know the word. Hallelujah. He's always hungry for more word, for more truth. And as you read this, you are just encouraged to go back to the word of God and read it, get it in your heart. Glory to God. And so I encourage you this year, make this a year of the word in your life. Make this a year when you're trusting God. Make this a year when you will rest in him. Rest in the promises. Rest confidently knowing that God will not break a promise. Rest understanding that God is looking out for us. Rest in him. Trust him. And stay in the word. I encourage you this year. Oh, glory to the name of the living God. Start out praising him. Giving him the glory. Hallelujah. Reading your Bible, hallelujah. Rehearsing certain things in your heart so you won't sin against God. And rest in him. Don't toil, rest. Don't worry, rest. Don't get scared, rest in the Lord. He knows what to do. God bless you. This is Anne-Marie McQueen of McQueen Universal Ministries telling you, stay in the word. Rest in the Lord and bless his name forever. In Jesus' name, amen.